Yeah. Where my G's?
Yeah. Yeah.
Where my G's? Yo.
I love Chris Fitch.
Yeah, but sorry. Yeah, but sorry. Yeah, but sorry. America, Miami, Fuji, nah, yeah, man, blood niggas. I don't fuck with no false niggas. Niggas pretend on some false truth about their life living. They ain't got no life living. In our circle, we scheme, we don't earn salary, that's the part of the living. Minimum gang gang, I dig a kobo, me, bandana. Suku.
My mommy's over, catch your auntie Susanna.
Out of my way, these niggas keep on talking, never did that thing they say. I've been dropping many years, I'm never scared, no way. No bragging, again.
Anyway, 3, 2, 1, action. Hi guys, welcome back to yet again another episode of the MC Nell podcast. Myself and my boss.
Ah, she said her voice. Yeah.
It's rather sad because it's our last episode though, for the season.
Because I'm kind of happy.
But we'll be back.
No, I'm happy. Not like I'm happy it's ending, but like I'm happy we actually did this. So like it's mixed feelings, but like I'm sad that we are going.
Yeah, but we'll be back. So yeah.
What's up? How you guys doing? How's everyone doing? How are all my peoples doing? I hope you guys are great. First off, I want to say like the biggest thank you to each and every one of you that tunes into like almost every episode and has a good time, like enjoys the conversations we have, because it is because of you that we do what we do. It's because of like you feeling part of the family, you feeling part of the conversations we have. That's why we are able to keep going and keep having these conversations and having you guys around. So first of all, the big thank you goes to you guys. Then secondly, I want to say a big thank you to Mamiya too. She's been like an amazing person, like joining me on this journey. Last year around June, when I told her to join me, because I was about ending the first season then. Yeah, she wasn't even hesitant. She just like, oh, I bet, sure, let's do it. And I don't know. I don't know if it stems from the fact that we were already good friends, but then that still made like the bond stronger. It brought like a more organic conversation or a more organic duo to host this. So thanks goes to Mamiya. She's been like super amazing.
You're gonna make me cry.
You're sick. but like, yeah, though, did you expect the podcast to go like this though?
Well, I guess it's something that I'd always wanted to do, because as you already know, I had started radio a few months prior to me joining you that June. So like it's something that I enjoy. So that's another reason why I wasn't hesitant. Another reason is essentially you are good at what you do. So I just felt like it was a good opportunity for me.
Wait, hold up. Who's good at what? Are you toasting me? No. We don't do that here.
Oh, nah.
We don't toast Alan. We don't do that. But like, you joining me, like, from the beginning, how did you think this was going to be like?
I mean, I had absolutely no idea, because it was new to me. I needed
you to be honest with that. Yeah.
Yeah. The podcast thing on its own was new to me. You clearly, even though you're good at it, you're also new to the whole podcasting. We joined our producers, so it was just a new journey for each and every one of us.
And we had a very good start, if I should put it like that. Not like we haven't had like the whole season hasn't been like the best. But like our first 4 episodes that we dropped like last year from like October to like December, where those are like put us up there, because we at in getting to December we became the number one show in Ghana. So That's a super big deal. Especially from the kind of background or the kind of things we do, like starting with literally like nothing, or like it's just our brains and like putting our brains to work, and to get that far is actually encouraging, because to get to number one is actually like a big deal. So like that's one thing I actually wanted to say on this show.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't have done it on my own, honestly. And yeah, also coming on board put us like on a totally different pedestal. So that one day I really owe it to.
And honestly, I didn't even see you coming.
Honestly, I didn't too. You know, when we started recording in August, when we're having like regular conversations and all those things, it's like you don't see it coming. It's just like some organic thing. You have your conversations, you talk what you say, you talk your shit, you go away. Then you go check the charts and your shit is number one. Like, hey, it's surprising like that.
Yeah. And it's so, you know, sometimes it's so elating. Like, it got to a point, I think we're not recording for about just, it was barely 2 weeks. Yeah. And you'd have people texting you that, you guys, what's happening? I have a friend in Italy. MJ, shout out to MJ. It's like, are you not serious or the words you did it?
No, but you really can't blame us. Like at a point, like everything going on around started taking its toll. So I it's not an excuse though, but then I feel like in creating content, like you're a human being first of all, so you're definitely going to be influenced by things around you sometimes. So so it's totally valid to not always like be at your 100, but then the fact that you still keep going and you at least you own up to it, because me personally this year coming like entering this year, the year has been like super rough.
Mm-hmm.
You get it. So like shelving all the things going around me and still putting out content, at a point you get to the breaking point. You pop.
And even
you at a point you started feeling some type of way. You started entering your own shell. How was it like?
Yeah. It was terrible. And it wasn't like a one-time, thing. It was like I kept on falling in and out of this. So, and I remember we had a particular episode to record, and one of our guests, I was trying to convince her to come back for the episode because it had been like a back and forth. And then it's just funny how these things work. When you feel like you are going through it, someone is even going through worse or similar. Because when I was in my shell and I was going through what I was going through, you know how it works. You, Alan, you feel like, oh, it can be on pause or it can hold on. But then this, our guest, was actually admitted. But she was willing
to actually come
and
on.
Interested and still, come. So it made me feel, and she made a statement. She was like, when it comes to business, your feelings and emotions have to be on pause. Like, the work has to be done. So sometimes, like, you hit rock bottom, you hit incognito small, but then the work has to be done. So
It has to be done.
And I guess it's easier for the listeners to say, oh, you are keeping long, you are making it boring.
Yeah, because sometimes they don't know, like, what goes into it.
Exactly.
But I totally understand them. Right. Like, when you give them the good stuff, they always want it, so... Yeah. That's totally.
Everyone wants consistency.
True. And it's even amazing when like they stick with you and they try to find out like what actually goes on with you. Yeah, I actually see that as like a huge commitment, because first off, I actually never ask anyone to like fully go all out and support me. I just tell you or listen to my podcast or share for me, all that kind of stuff. I never actually tell you to like become like a huge fan. So like when you actually listen and you actually feel like a part and you always come back or you always try to reach out, I take that as like a very big deal. And there are few
people. Yeah, and I think most of the time, you take care of that side of the podcast, as in putting it out there.
Yeah.
So when once a while I'm just helping you do that, and I have people asking me, that, you know, what's going on. It makes me think that, hey, I'm not even posting anything, or I'm not posting that much.
But the fact that they know
at the back of their minds,
you're on. The fact that they know that you're on.
Yeah, exactly.
But you have, like, you have fans who, do you know that, you remember in December when you did the promo video for the podcast with your fancy thing, when you went viral? You remember that too?
Yeah.
You're an internet sensation.
Oh, stop.
She said, oh, stop. For real though, because that your video really went far. Let me tell you how far it went. My mom showed me that video.
Oh, you're lying.
I promise. And I told her that that's my co-host on the podcast. Like, I host. And she was like, oh, are you serious? And I'm like, yeah. And she's like, oh, why is she so, like, jovial and playful? I'm like, yeah, that's how she is. She was like, that's interesting. Because she always, first off, my mom actually listens. And she's always fighting me to come on the podcast. And I'm like, don't worry, I'll find time. Like, yeah, oh, I'm always giving you that kind of excuse, right? So she knows the voice and she knows, like, the person. Who, like, she knows the person behind the MYO name, M-Y-O name.
Yeah.
But, like, she doesn't know the face. I mean, the cartoon doesn't give, like, an explicit description of your face, you bob. So, when I told her that was you, she was like, are you serious? And I'm like, yeah, that's you. She's like, hey, you're jovial and you're playful. And I'm like, yeah, that's it. That's how it goes. And me and my mom are cool like that, too, so.
Yeah, I remember. I think you said it before.
I think everyone around me knows this.
Yes.
But this season has been interesting, actually. Like, very interesting. We've had all sorts of guests.
Yeah.
For real. We've had a Sophie. We've had Remy.
Remy.
That's Safe Space Podcast.
Remy can't be forgotten.
He can't be forgotten. We've had Nyamiche. Who said on the relationship? 69. Yes, the 69. He said that you can't break his heart. Like, wow. Wow, what a guy.
Coupé.
Fresh boy. We've had, like, all sorts of people. And
Candy.
We've had Candy, yes, on the feminism, Charlie. But then again, all of this couldn't have come to, like, a fruition without the Gold Coast reports. Let me just put this out there just before we go any further. The Gold Coast Report has been super supportive of us. They've
phenomenal.
Like, they've made sure that we're always straight. Like, even coming into the pandemic, they made sure they provided a way for us to still record our shit and, like, put it out there without much hassle, you bob. So, like, they've been super, super, super helpful. Cyril, Donald, Komo, like, you guys are really, 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 really try, and I can't thank you guys enough. I don't even know how I'm going to pay you guys back, because you guys really went all out for us, made sure that you took us under your wing, and, like, you showed us the ropes to the whole podcasting thing, and, like, how to go about it. So that one day, we really owe to you.
And they're always, like, a call away, like a text away.
Get it, and guess what? They're, like, way older than us. Like, they're like way. When I say way older than us, like, way older than us. like 10 years older than us.
Yeah.
So it's actually, like, it's a crazy relationship, if I should put it like that. Because regardless their age, they still find a way to, like, bond with us on this level. They don't see themselves as, like, yo, I'm older than you, so, like, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And in this Ghanaian society, that is rare to come by, though. Because older people feel like they deserve some sort of elevation.
Yeah, and anyway whatsoever, it has to be seen. But with these people, you feel, like, so comfortable. The respect is there and everything.
The respect is there, though. But they still make you feel like, yeah, we are homies like that.
Yeah.
And also, a special thanks to King's Arts, KBK, for the cartoon he did for us.
Yes.
He was my brain, but, like, I knew the direction I wanted us to go. So it was nice working with him too. You guys should hit him up for your art and all of that. He's Kings Art on Instagram.
Yeah.
He does sick art. But then again, this season couldn't have been what it is right now without the fans, yeah, or without the people that listen to us day in, day out.
Mm-hmm.
So let's do something very quickly, yeah. So earlier this week, we sent out a form to try and get you guys your views on the show and all of that. So that's like, we'll air it on this episode. So let's see. Yeah. Who and who are you going to read for us?
Mine has a smiley. So I suppose the person wanted to be anon.
Anonymous. Anonymous smiley. Let's call it that.
Yeah. So the review is, I love every bit of it. I'm low-key one of the first people to listen and read your podcast. Well, except the recent one on women football. Because I'm not a football person. Hence, no urge to listen. But Alan, you're doing amazingly well.
Hold up. Keep going. Why did she say Alan? We, all of us, even you listening. We are doing amazingly well. Because if you don't listen, I can't keep going. True. She says she's like one of the first people to listen and read.
And read.
That's amazing. Yeah. I actually appreciate that a lot. Like, whoever that is, Anonymous Smiley, whoever you are, I'm super grateful for you. Like, I really can't do this without you and your ratings and all of that. I have this one from Kwame D. I know this person. Kwame Duncan. From CTK way back. He says, so far it's been great. Because you guys always address interesting topics. Yeah, we do. I mean, that's been the point from the jump. Try to talk about stuff that you won't regularly find people talking about in the society. I mean, see feminism. You really won't find people talking about feminism if it's not social media.
True.
So that one, I give it to you. We actually do that. Which other one do you have, yeah?
I have one from Mark.
Okay. What's Mark saying?
Yeah. MAC. He's saying it's entertaining and very intuitive.
That's what's up, bro.
Yeah, and keep up the good work.
Aye, Mark, we'll definitely do that. We'll definitely
yeah.
Do that. Yeah, no, we have
the name I'm seeing here.
Pardon?
The name I'm seeing here, yeah.
You have another one? What? Read it, let me see. What's the name?
Traskelion. And I'm Traskelion.
who's Traskelion?
Actually, I don't know.
What's the person saying?
He's saying, personally, I have no issues, but consider adding a feature listener that can call live on the show to share views.
You all want to call live?
Yeah. Someone actually told me that personally.
Really? That's what you guys want to do now?
Yeah. Yeah, but looking at how at the time we're recording in the studio, you know, studio time and all that, I didn't know how it was going to work.
Interesting. Wow.
Yeah.
Let's see. Maybe next season we'll pull something.
Yeah.
Wow. But this is interesting. I think calling.
Yeah, and I think the calling live. I had like some two friends who also said that instead of calling live or something, we could just share views and opinions and comments from the previous
episode. I mean, if they will listen and they'll be up to date with it, definitely we'll do that.
Why not? Yeah, true.
We'll definitely do that. I have this one from someone whose alias is. Don't bother my guy. Hey. You're telling me not to bother, but you filled my form. Now I'm bothered. He said, honestly, I listen to MC Nell's podcast because it will be okay to say it's cool. Bro, what do you mean by it will be okay to say it's cool? Like, you're doing me a favor saying it's cool. Now I'm offended. I want you to come back and see whatever you wanted to say. But he said, I guess he has to add more juice to make it juicy and catchy. But when you add more juice, does it make it juicy?
Hmm. I mean, and which juice?
Yeah. Wow, yeah. Where's your mind going? What kind of juice do you want?
Alan, yes.
Yeah, it's late. So when you ask
I have one
kind
from Mo.
Hey, what's Mo saying?
Yeah.
Mo.
Is that, yeah. Do you know him?
Is that supposed to be a him or a hair? I don't know. Okay. I can't tell. Mo. What's the person saying?
Mo is saying, Shize. Fire emoji.
That's what's up. Mo, you spoiled it. Coming right back at you. Yeah. Fire emojis too, man. Oh, that's it, man. Fire emojis to you, whoever you are. Thank you for listening. We do appreciate you. You guys are all special, Charlie. We actually are grateful that you guys are sending in these things because... it's important sometimes to evaluate the direction in which you're going. So I'm super grateful. And which other one do we have again? I have a rude one. Should I read it?
Mm.
So from this person, she says she's called now.
Have you? I mean, if you said you have one that is like a critique, then we'll know the person is.
Nah, it's not a critique. It's rude. Like this one's rude.
It's just.
Yes, it's just. I was like, ultra rude. Whoever now is, have you listened to any of the episodes this season? She said no. And I told her to write a review. She said, never listen, can't tell. So why did you fill the form then?
Form.
Because I said it was for the podcast. But then again, whoever you are, I know you're a super fan. That's why you did it. So I appreciate you too.
But the energy stay far away.
But then again, okay, so I have one from my brother, Omi the Homie. That's my guy. That's Omi. He does so much for me. He texts me, like, he tells me when, like, an episode is good and everything. I'm super grateful to Omi. We host quiz nights together, too, sometimes. He's my guy like that. So, that's what he said. He said, I like what you do, the topics you choose. The fact that you and your co-host speak on a variety of issues, especially ones that relate to students like yourself. Keep at it.
You're a homie indeed.
Omi is a homie. Yeah. Like, we are super grateful. See how he gave you your funds. I like how you and your co-host speak on a variety of issues. This is probably like one of the best reviews. Chills. I just giving you chat. You are sick, man. Job anymore?
Nope.
You don't? Oh, so, okay, so I have one from someone called The Good. His review, he said, it was very good. I trust you can do better. I definitely will do better. We definitely will do better. Yeah, it's coming with the A game next season. So, I mean, she has always been on her A game though. So, I don't know.
But you see, this one, I was sweeping the way.
You were sweeping the way. So, next season, they should open this for you, man.
Yeah.
I think I have one more. I think this should be the last one from Ellie. She says she loves the podcast. Ellie, we love you too. We actually appreciate you guys listening. Thank you guys, Charlie. You guys, I keep saying this, we can't do this without any of you. You guys are like the building block, because if none of you listen, we can't actually do this thing. So that one day, we owe it to you guys, big time. You feel me? Yeah, how has the season been? Rate out of 10.
COVID. See, Alan, I ain't gonna lie.
I don't want you to lie though.
I'll give it a 7.
I was saying I'll give it a 7.5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because sometimes when you're recording, you don't have like control over like your guests' platforms they record with. So there's instances where sound was bad at certain points. There's instances where timing hasn't been like the best. So that one there.
Because take the episode with Telvin and.
Yeah. The betting one.
I'm trying to. Exactly. They had so much to say.
Yeah.
But the network was terrible.
It was terrible, yeah.
From my side to the left side. To
everyone.
I don't know.
It was
to everyone.
It was super bad. But to brush your mind, that has been like one of the good, like the very good episodes. It's in our top 3 episodes.
Told me.
Yeah. Super surprising. But I'm actually grateful because you realize that betting is like a culture right now. So having a conversation around it is definitely going to attract people to listen. So we're definitely grateful for whoever listens. We had a good episode, regardless the ratings we give. We've had a good season actually.
I mean, all in all,
it has been good to me. Regardless the breaks we went on,
the COVID
and outside and like all the problems put together
and exams
and all of that, put all of them together and put them aside. Yeah, we've had a good season and I'm actually grateful. Yeah, you joined me on this because I couldn't have done this on my own.
No.
Like it says the MCNO podcast, but you're definitely one of like the owners too.
Yeah,
we're more than friends now. Right now we are family. And it's actually
I'm
nice.
I'm glad I like, did.
Yeah, it's actually nice working with you, if I'm being honest, because you make the job easy. You're talkative. And see, whenever I suggest anything, you're just like, yeah, sure, let's do it. You've never actually objected. Hey, so what if I say we should jump a cliff? That's who died.
Give me parachutes.
But like, it's actually, let me be honest and confess, it's hard coming by people like you who are actually honest with you from the jump and like are down to work with you and do like da 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 with you without like much hesitation, you feel me? And especially when like the I don't want to say like there isn't like any any, let me put it this way, especially when there isn't like ready cash, because at the time we're starting, obviously there wasn't like any revenue going to be like made out of it. But then it's like you put that aside and like you just focus and you were honest and you were like, sure, I'm down. You guess me? Like, because right now, yeah, many people won't do certain things if there isn't money like that. And something for, and especially something like this that has like drawn and has taken almost a year for like 15 episodes, you feel me? Is I don't think there'll be many people who do that. You feel me? So yeah, you're actually doing this. It's super, 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 super for me.
And if I'm being honest, knowing what I can actually do, I feel like I underperformed. So really? Hearing this actually makes me feel like, yeah, honestly, that I can actually do better. So I just hope that our people stick with us. And
our people are definitely going to stick with us. How they are telling us the reviews there, I'm sure they'll stick with us.
Yeah, true. So we learn from our shortcomings, our mistakes. And when I said I was actually sweeping the way to actually walk into the premises,
she meant that.
I guess it was metaphoric, but like now that I'm talking about it, that's a plan actually, or that's the hope. So hopefully next season, say at the end of the day, this season was to like just introduce me sort of, and for me to,
to find my way around and to know your way around.
Exactly.
Yeah. So yeah. Now that you do, we can expect the best from you. I know what you can do, and I've seen what you can do. So me, Mundi, I don't have a problem. But for you to tell your fans you feel like you've underperformed, they're definitely going to be expecting, because I know these people. I sure do know them. For all the guests that have come on from like the first episode to the last one, is Sophie, Remy, Nadia, Nyameche, Eva. Echo, what's your rugby friend? Your rugby friend.
Kwekuyanka.
Kwekuyanka, Ajimai. Yeah, that's your Tadiv guy. The guy who spoke with the corporates on the corporate world. You will.
Atu Kwame Nakleland.
Yes, exactly. Him.
Yeah.
Who else? Zachary. Ama Ayeno, Dominica, Candy, like
all
Della. Yeah. Thank you guys. Thank you guys so much. Like, I'm super grateful. Without you guys, I really couldn't have done any of this. Without you, I couldn't have done any of this. Without Gold Coast Reports, we couldn't have put all of this together. Actually, there's so much I'm thankful for. And I'm actually grateful you guys joined me on this journey. So until season three comes. What do we say to you guys? I say I love you guys and thank you for listening. What'd you say?
Same. Thank you guys so much.
Let me show you a trick to catching women when they're cheating. You see, when I say yeah, what'd you say? She said same.
The same.
Say what you are saying. Oh my.
But yeah, I think Alan is doing much of the appreciation. Wow. Yeah, is that English?
Yeah, it's correct. Because that's what Alan does. Alan is thankful.
But yeah, really appreciate you guys from Gold Coast Reports. They received me well, because out of nowhere, then you just showed up with a co-host. They acted as if they knew me already, gave me a mic, gave me a chair, and from then on to our guests. And since you are thanking me so much, I think there's a very good opportunity for me to thank you for giving me this opportunity. I'm sure our listeners are listening, and they're like, why are these people being so mushy? But if people know where you're coming from.
You get it. The sacrifices you have to put up, but we still do it regardless.
Yeah. So yeah, thanks to everyone. Those who believed in us as well. Because like I'm saying, or as we're saying, I was new to this. I needed a few pep talks.
At the point, I had to tell you, you've got this. Like, you can actually do it. Like, you just believe in yourself. And she was like, are you sure? And I'm like, why would I put you on if I'm not sure? But then again, we are like that. So thank you guys for listening. Until season 3 comes to you, stick and stay. You can just do us a favor. Just go to the introduction of the first season. and listen to everything throughout up to now, just so you don't miss us. I mean,
yeah,
we are gone, but we are there. We'll come back with season 3 very, very soon. You guys shouldn't miss us too much. Until we're back again. Goodbye. We love you.
Peace. Bye.
She said peace.
Charlie, behave.
Charlie, that. She said Charlie, behave. Me, make a beat.
This has been a Gold Coast Report production.